You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
There is a reason that she bought two lottery tickets. And it might be because she's the luckiest woman in America.
I've had so many people text me, what happened with the fountain? And before we tell you, I want to read a text message that I received this morning.
From?
Good morning, Dana. This is John with Brown Button Estate Sales. We heard all of your segments yesterday on the fountain. We are cracking up. Would you have any interest in our company owner, Michael, jumping on for part of the show to discuss the process? No worries if not, but we thought it might be fun. I replied, yes, please. FYI, we do not own a crane. Let me know what number he should call. We are good to go. And I did say we have so many questions for him as a Brown Button customer. Like when one goes to buy a 40,000-pound fountain, what happens when one realizes they don't own a crane or a forklift? Dan, I'm going to let you tell the story of what happened last night.
Well,
I was too terrified to look at my phone. I did not look at my phone.
I knew it was ending at 7 o'clock.
Sam and I weren't too afraid.
I had bid $235 for a fountain that we could not move, and if we did, it would cost probably $10,000 to $15,000 to move it.
Yeah, your bid sat quiet for a couple of days, and then around 6:30 last night, it started to heat up.
People
started bidding, and it jumped over $1,000 in just a matter of minutes. And then as we closed it on 7 o'clock, and I'm watching it happen, it is jumping.
You're watching in real time.
It's exciting.
I'm watching in real time, and then they extended it. Then they extended it again.
They extended it because people started going nuts, Dan, over this fountain.
Yep. It went up into the several thousands of dollars. So you got left way behind.
The 10-foot, 5,000-pound, three-tiered water fountain went at auction, Scott, for $3,900. Now, it's worth north of $20,000.
During the afternoon yesterday, it was at $225.
$225.
And it went for?
$3,900.
Huh. Yeah, Dana's bid sat for like 3 days until the last half hour of the auction on this item. 10-foot tall, 5-foot wide, orange creamsicle fountain.
Once you clean it, that thing is going to be gorgeous. But, you know, it was...
I think it's gorgeous now.
Once you clean it and get new piping for it, it doesn't have piping?
It's not hooked up in its current state in Mission Hills. It would be hooked up.
Okay.
And so we go to watch the Royals game last night. I come home, Johnny's mowing. No one says a word about the fountain. Even though I know Scott has texted him, oh my gosh, do you have any idea how big this thing is that Dana bit on?
I didn't just text him. I called him.
The Royals game is starting, and I am just about to squirm out of my skin because I'm so afraid that we're going to end up with this thing. And we're outside. I pour a glass of wine. He doesn't say a word. How was your day? Great. And then there's a pause, and he goes, so you want to talk about the fountain?
Classic.
I go, no. And he goes, have you looked at your phone? I said, no, I'm too afraid to look at my phone. I'm too afraid that I have done something that I cannot get us out of. And then I pulled up my phone, Dan. I saw your text and I go, $3,900, baby. We're clear.
Yeah. Now, what's going to be interesting is if a Dana and Parks listener bought it and they're going to lift it up with a Sikorsky helicopter and bring it over to your house.
I guarantee you a contractor bought that fountain, Dan, who has the equipment and the know-how to move it because it will look stunning in front of someone's home, just not mine. And for that, we love you, Brown Button. But I am thankful.
Let me ask you a question. I'm being serious.
Carrie asked me the same thing this morning.
What?
What have we learned?
what have you learned?
That it's important to look at the specifications completely when placing a bid on larger items. I did not realize it was 10 foot tall. I thought it was like this. I really did.
Mm-hmm. Ask somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
10 foot was in the first line of the description.
Right. I just saw the photo of the fountain and thought, oh my God, I love it. And for those of you who, like, you need a visual, it literally looks like the Kaio fountain at KU.
10 apostrophe. What does that mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the headline does say tall. Fountain,
it was tall.
So.
No, it says 10 foot tall.
The head of Brown Button will join us at 3 o'clock. Correct. And I'm telling you, I kind of want to keep him around. I want to know what's the weirdest thing you've ever sold.
So hang on just a second.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you learned out of this is to read the description more closely?
Yes.
That is the only thing that you took away from this experience.
Because I did not know what the word cast meant. And Dan explained this yesterday. Cast concrete means that sucker was in one piece.
Sam, get in here right now.
It needed to be molded right there in front of the home, one piece. And so you can't just screw it off in three parts like I thought. I thought we were just going to throw it in his truck.
And put it together like a Lego set.
Well, that's how most fountains work.
Absolutely. Sam.
Yes.
What is the real lesson that we've learned here? Come on, guys.
Back away from the internet?
Nope.
We don't need a 10-foot fountain in our side yard?
Nope. When we're making bad purchase decisions, we run it through our significant other.
Yes.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah. I did run it through him.
No, you didn't.
I just didn't know that it was as big as it was. He did know that he joked to me yesterday. He goes, I said, and I did tell you about that. And he goes, I know you did. I was playing along with Scott. I absolutely told him about the fountain.
You told him, I'm going to buy a fountain.
Yes.
And he didn't say at any point, let me take a look at it.
No, he just said, where are you going to put it? And I said, it's going to be real cute. It's going to be for the birds. We'll put it right here.
He probably thought it was one of those from Suburban Lawn and Garden.
Yes.
That is like 2 feet tall.
Growing with you.
Right.
Like
we are growing
like
with
a
you.
Little bird that's just spitting out water into a fountain.
Yeah.
He didn't realize you were buying the...
Yes. And I'm going to tell you this, and I've already told Brown Button this. I am in a self-exiled Brown Button estate sale timeout. Self-imposed.
You didn't realize you were buying the horse fountain at on the plaza.
The
Freedom Fountain.
The Freedom Fountain, the J.C. Nichols. It wasn't that big. Anyway.
It was close.
I cannot wait for 3 o'clock to have the Brown Button folks
on. Here's the deal. When you were telling Johnny, hey, I'm buying a fountain.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Dan. He's probably thinking, oh, it's like a little bird bath.
I told him 3-tiered. It'll be cute.
Yeah. Did you tell him it was 10 foot tall?
No.
That was in the first line of the description.
Right.
I'm looking at a 3-tier bird bath right now that you can buy from one of these box stores. Mm-hmm. It's like $150.
Yeah, way cheaper.
Dan, how tall is it?
Oh, it looks like it's about 4 feet, four and a half feet
maybe
tall.
Four.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
four.
Yeah.
He's given me a parameter.
Three, probably.
6 to 8 feet would work. 10 does not.
What do you need a fountain for?
I don't. I'm just telling you that if we were to get a fountain, 6 to 8 feet would be the maximum height.
Okay. By the way, Dan, and I told Dana this earlier today, your drop about putting the
the fountain by the doors.
And you could have a real junkyard in your backyard was one of the funniest lines I've ever heard.
Do you not like my doors, Dan Weinbaum?
I love your doors.
Thank you.
I think you should cut one out and make it like a secret door so you can pass through.
I had a girlfriend text me this morning that I haven't heard from in a while that she goes, give it up. What happened with the fountain? Do we own the fountain? We will find out. I don't know that they'll give up the winning bid at 315, but don't you want to talk to him about all the things? They have been in probably every home up and down Ward Parkway that you've driven by 1,000 times. They have sold and resold all of the things. I want to know, what is the highest amount for a single item? What is the rarest item? They come across stuff, Scott, in attics that you cannot even imagine.
See, I have a lot of questions for him. But I'm not a scavenger.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a negative way.
No, I know.
You know, I'm not one who goes, I can't remember if I've ever been to a yard sale. Ever.
It can be really addictive.
Estate sales.
I know Dana. I've never been to an estate sale.
So they start advertising these now, Scott, 2-3 days before. And I'm not kidding you, people will line up at 7 a.m. and save a spot to be in that house first. It's crazy.
Never in my life. I don't need it. I don't want it.
You have your house fully furnished and everything you want. But for people, for people like we just moved, you know this. And so there were a couple of things we needed. Do you know how much I got through Brown Button? A ton of stuff.
Like what?
Wait a minute. Wait, you said needed. Does the 10-foot fountain fall into the need?
No,
or
that's
the
a one.
Okay, okay.
Light fixtures.
The old door fence fall under needed?
Yes, because the other needed. Fence was falling apart. But light fixtures, you know, you name it. They were selling everything and the bathroom sink in that house, Scott. So if you're starting over or you're building a house, you really can get amazing antiques for next to nothing. You can also buy things that need a crane to be moved. Who knew? I think we've all learned something.
Did we learn that the next time we make a major purchase, mm-hmm. even if the purchase is only $225, mm-hmm. and we don't do the research on said purchase, mm-hmm. we run it by our significant other?
We should probably do that. Yes.
Because if you had told him...
Well, if he had just looked at it, he would have known.
I'm bidding on a 10-foot fountain that is broken.
Before you press... bid, let him look at it.
Well, look, somebody got it for the cool price of $3,900, and I love them. I love you so much. If you're listening, you enjoy that fountain.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.